Hello, this is Ron Risman at CameraTown.com. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2009, and a happy 78th birthday to my dad. My dad turned 78 today. In the news, Epson came out with six new printers overseas, or at least they announced six new printers in Europe. Most of these will make it to the U.S., but not necessarily all the models. They did not have a press release in the U.S. as of yet, anyways, for these printers. Included in these six models are four new Stylus models, the Stylus 21, the Stylus SX115, the SX215, and the SX515W, which is a Wi-Fi model. They also came out with a Stylus office printer, which is a multifunction printer, offering scanning, printing, copying, and faxing. And that's the model BX310, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy. And then they came out with a Stylus photo printer, the Stylus Photo P50. So these were announced today. You can head on over to CameraTown.com and you'll see the press releases listed on the front page. You can click through and read about each one and find out what the RRP is. That's basically the MSRP, but for Europe. And also in the news, I posted an article today on image sensor dust, on how you can hide it at different apertures. How I discovered this, I was out shooting this morning testing a Sigma 70-200 f/2.8 lens that I'm going to be doing a review on in the next week or two. And I was doing test shots on it, so I was testing different zoom ratios with different aperture settings. And when I got back, I noticed that on some of the images, I had a couple of dust particles. One actually really good sized dust particle, looked like almost a little piece of hair. Now, these weren't in the f/2.8 shots or the f/3.5 shots because as the aperture opens up wider, the dust just disappears. You don't see it. So what I decided to do, since I had images at every f-stop pretty much, I decided to create a slideshow. And what the slideshow does, it runs through f/2.8 all the way up to f/22 in different increments. And you can actually see how the dust particles that are actually on the image sensor disappear at f/2.8, f/3.5, f/5.6. They start to slowly, faintly appear at f/6.3, f/7.1, and then you can see them and notice them at f/8, f/11, but they get really bad when you get into f/18, f/20, f/22. So it's if you're going out on a shoot and you knew ahead of time that your image sensor was dusty, but you didn't have anything to clean it with. Sometimes, as an example, today I ordered some sensor swabs because I just today realized my 5D Mark II had image sensor dust. But the sensor swabs won't arrive for a few days. If I had to do a shoot this weekend, what I would try to do is keep my f-stop at f/5.6 or lower in order to avoid any dust from showing up in any of the images. Now, typically, dust won't show up in the images anyways unless it's in a blue sky or a continuous tone area, so sometimes skin tones. But for the most part, the particles are so small that they get lost in patterns and grass and in clothing. So even if you're shooting at f/8 or f/11, you probably won't notice it in most of your photos anyways. But I created a slideshow, so it's interesting to come over to CameraTown.com and take a look at. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is, a lot of these new digital cameras have their own sensor cleaning systems built in where they use ultrasonic sort of vibrations to get dust off the sensor. But I'm telling you, it doesn't really work. For fine particles that are very dry and that can be blown away, sure, it works. But a little bit of condensation, if you're out on a muggy day, any dust particles that are inside the camera or get inside the camera will ultimately stick to the sensor, and vibration is not going to move those dust particles off the sensor. So you're going to need something like a sensor swab, and that's something that I use all the time on my sensors when they're dusty. Photographic Solutions makes the product. They come in three sizes, type 1, type 2, and type 3. The 5D Mark II needs a type 3 swab. And you just basically put a few drops of liquid on the swab. It's a special liquid that you buy for the 5D Mark II. It's an Eclipse liquid. And you just run the swab across the sensor once and across back the other way once, and then you're done. And it does a phenomenal job of cleaning the sensor, better than any other methods that I've used, and I've used quite a few. So you can find out more about that by coming over to CameraTown.com, reading the image sensor dust slideshow article that I wrote. And that is it for today. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will try to do another podcast tomorrow. Not a lot of news over the weekend, but I'll think of something hopefully to talk about. And I will talk to you then.